This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, welcome to the start of yet another week. Some sad news to pass on, both with what our friends in the FDNY have seen over the weekend in a huge Bronx fire. 200 responded immediately, and that's how tremendous they are. But at least 19 people, including 9 children, killed in a fire that was started by a portable space heater in an apartment on a lower floor of a huge apartment complex where the door was open, and it flooded the hallways with smoke. So you also have so many people that are hit with smoke inhalation. 13 people are still hospitalized in critical condition, and almost everybody had some sort of smoke inhalation. Very, very sad. Gosh, they say the deadliest fire in more than 30 years at this in New York, period, and at this complex in the West Bronx. And sadly, that apartment door being left open allowed that smoke to just fill up the building, and that made it that much more difficult. And there were no fire escapes. You had interior stairwells. So while you might know where an interior stairwell is, you can't see it. Right. So if you are stumbling trying to find it, some found it, but many couldn't find it. And it is the fire marshal's opinion that it absolutely was the space heater that caused the fire. They saw it through the physical evidence and the firsthand accounts of what happened. And sad for all of the people that responded, just trying to help anyone they could. And they did help people. But there was just too many people that were already gone, and too many young children that were couldn't be saved. And I think a lot of the people there were in complete shock at what was happening. It's just like that. Those portable units can be so dangerous, right? I mean, some of the firefighters, their oxygen tanks were empty, and they still pushed through the smoke, right? I mean, it's just the guts and the souls of the people that do what they do, that are on a fire, are on any kind of a fire line or part of a fire department responding to something like this. And imagine going through and being at this horrible, horrible disaster. And they haven't seen anything like this since a fire in 1990, which killed 87 people. And the disaster on Sunday was the biggest loss of life in the city since that fire in 1990. So a community struggling, trying to get together, and now those that are surviving, you know, a compensation fund is being provided. They're trying to get new housing and covering burial costs for those affected families. So awful. All right, the other things that happened over the weekend, I think that's big. It's always sad when somebody of note that made you laugh, you know, loses their life, or somebody that you watched them on TV for however long. And he was a television face that you would know. He was the dad on Full House, Bob Saget, dead at the age of 65. They found him in his hotel room in Florida on Sunday. He had just done a show in Jacksonville, Florida. He was on the road performing his comedy stand-up, and the police are saying they don't believe any kind of foul play, drugs or any of that. They still have to wait for the report they're investigating. But a lot of people responding with comments about how much he meant to them, and he was a giver. He gave back to young comedians, and he gave back to lots of different charities because he knew he was fortunate in many of the hits that he got to be a part of, which even included America's Funniest Home videos. So I'll just give you one. John Stamos, who was on the same show with him, said, "I'm broken, I'm gutted, I'm in complete and utter shock. I will never have another friend like him. I love you so much, Bobby." So awful. And another thing that hits you and I is part of what's happening in your backyard and mine, of course, is the constant drumbeat behind us of what's going on with the pandemic, what's happening with coronavirus, what's going on with the Supreme Court. They're going to make a decision on these vaccine mandates. That's big. What's going on with the free test kits that are supposed to go out? And that, as I was told by somebody in D.C., that's supposed to happen next week. They're going to start doing that. So just how are they doing it? Randomly choosing who's getting these kits? I don't know. Because I thought it was supposed to be through a website where you signed up. But in the meantime, while that's happening, there is a new variant. Has not hit the United States. Cyprus is where it popped up. 25 people have this new strain. What kind of impact it will have, we don't know. It's a combination of Delta and Omicron. They're calling it Deltacron. So they're busy researching it because it has the genetic signatures with the Omicron-like genetic signatures within the Delta genomes. So that's how they came up with that name. We don't care about the name or all the other, that other stuff in between. We care about what does it mean? What's the impact? And usually when this crops up, just like Omicron did, just like Delta did, just like coronavirus from the very start, which happened in China and then came to the United States, we see how quickly it can hit us in the United States. So is the strain more pathological or more contagious? Will it prevail against the two dominant strains? I don't know. Hopefully Omicron overtakes Deltacron, because we know that it's milder for most people. Because right now we got a 7-day average of more than 600,000 new cases. They believe it's going to shoot up to 1 million. And what does that mean? Lots of places are going to be closed. There's going to be problems with those great firehouses and first responders and in hospitals, the shortages they're seeing with staff. Because what do you do when people get it and they have to call in sick because they have to be isolated? So we're stuck in a really strange, strange place once again, except for parts of the world, Omicron might have plateaued, or as they call it, peaked, which that gives us cause for a little bit of optimism anyway, right? Since it was first detected in November, there have been signs that, yes, it's starting to dissipate in some areas. And fingers crossed, yeah, let's hope it. South Africa, which they had their Omicron wave peaked, they believe, London, with the case surge in December before the variant took hold. In the rest of Europe, they say they might be seeing cases starting to plateau too. So that's very good news for the rest of us, because hopefully it plateaus sooner rather than later. I think that we're all weary, exhausted, tired of the pandemic. Tired of the pandemic. So that's why you do what you love and you love the people around you and you just keep on living. All right, a lot of big football games over the weekend. I have to take you to the man cave, so stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Crazy day in the NFL, so week 18 did not disappoint. I mean, it's been a wacky season. It figures, right? There's been controversies, there's been close games, there's been bizarre calls, there's been weird bounces. Well, I guess you could say that any season that could happen, but what a finish to the season. A final in overtime, the Raiders beat the Chargers 35-32. Here on this show, for fun, to lighten the load, as I like to say, we did a thing called Nail the Score every Wednesday. Pete and Sharon, Pete from Texas and Sharon from Maine, were mainstays calling us constantly during it, which they were very funny, both of them, to wager a guess, right? What team's going to win and what's the final score going to be? And I was really pulling for either one of them or some of the other people that sent in emails, like Chuck and Todd and David, who constantly emailed me because they were in that time frame. But nobody won Nail the Score. I'm probably do a Super Bowl. We'll do a Super Bowl thing where we've got something going on for the Super Bowl, some more ways you could possibly win some prizes. Swag, whatever you want to call it, from the show. So the Chargers almost won that game, and the Raiders almost lost it in Daniel Carlson's 47-yard field goal as time expired in overtime, lifted Las Vegas into the playoffs. Meanwhile, there was something also on the day that was very strange. The Colts lost to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, for goodness sake, at home for Jacksonville, 3-14. That's their record this season now. 26-11 what is going on with Carson Wentz? What a terrible way to finish the season. Bungled. The Colts are in shock after that loss. I thought it was a layup that they would get in. Are you kidding? I'm going to say it again. I like Jacksonville, but no offense to Jacksonville. No way. They embarrassed them is what they did. And they eliminated them from the playoffs 45 minutes after the game when the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Ravens in overtime 16-14. And Colts linebacker Darius Leonard said, "You're tired of looking for help, always looking for help, and we can't help ourselves. We get into a game. This team is 2-14, not taking anything away from them, but how do we expect to win or want to get in if we can't even beat the team we're supposed to beat?" And he's right. So shock is the best word. Terrible. They just bungled all their opportunities. Carson Wentz played a key role in the falters. He didn't play well at all. He was 17 of 29, 185 yards, 2 turnovers. He threw for more than 200 yards just twice in the final 8 games of the season. He was with Philadelphia, and there was a lot of high hopes for him. He's a first-round draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, and the problems and the turnovers and everything else led to bye-bye. So the poor Colts, I think that is tough. I mean, good for Jacksonville that they spoiled it for them. But that was the shocker on the day. And then if you look at some of the other games over the weekend, the Lions pick up another win. They beat the Packers 37-30. And the Vikings knocked off the Bears. I mean, the Lions aren't going to the playoffs. The Vikings aren't going to the playoffs, but they beat the Bears 31-17. Washington beat the Giants 22-7. Heinicke, their quarterback, I love their quarterback. It wasn't that he was setting everything on fire with his sharp, crisp passes, but I think there's a lot of upside to him, let's put it that way, and some of it was on display. Big Ben, fourth down conversion, set up the game-winning field goal, and that was what happened against the Ravens, 16-13. He passed for 244 yards and a touchdown. So Steelers in the playoffs. Titans beat the Texans in a close one. I'm surprised it was that close. 28-25 after the Titans put up 21 points in the second quarter and went into the locker room with a 21-zip lead, but they still won. Who dat? How about my Saints fans? 30-20 over the Falcons. And Simeon was the gunslinger in the end for the Saints. And it was a weird season for the Saints, right? The Saints missed a wild card spot despite that win. They just narrowly missed it. But I think that the Saints will be back. Never count them out, except for this season. But after 9-8, second in the NFC South, they just missed. The Browns beat the Bengals 21-16. Kind of a who cares game because the Bengals are going to the playoffs already. And it was another game that was interesting. The Bills beat the Jets 27-10. The Bills are 11-6. Josh Allen, 239 yards and a couple of touchdown passes. He looked good. How about the 49ers? The 49ers beat the Rams 27-24. John Lynch, the GM, I thought he was going to jump out of the box because for them, they're going to the playoffs. So another unlikely story, they were not good in the beginning of the season. Jimmy Garoppolo just kept doing what he could do and put them in that position, and I think they stunned the Rams. The Rams are in the playoffs, but I think they stunned the Rams with that win because the Rams were blowing them out 17-0. 17-0 at one point. And then when they went to the locker room at the halfway point, it was, 17-3. So the 49ers in overtime prevail. This is a couple of crazy quick finishes. The Seahawks didn't have much to play for. Russell Wilson might not be back with the Seahawks as their quarterback. But they beat the Cardinals 38-20, so the Cardinals got to figure it out because they were rolling in the beginning of the season and not so much rolling anymore. They did beat the Cowboys last week, but couldn't get it done against the Seahawks. And the other game is kind of a who-cares game because the Buccaneers already nailed it, but the Bucs beat the Panthers 41-17. And, of course, Tom Brady being Tom Brady sets all kinds of records. It's like you look at him and think, is this guy going to play? Is he a genetic freak? Is he going to play until he's 50 or 48? Because that's a lot of years from now. And he just looks like he's having fun, and I don't think he'll step away. I don't think he'll step away anytime soon. If he can do a couple years, as long as he's healthy enough, I think he'll probably do that. How about this? Djokovic. Now there's people protesting in Serbia as to his what he's stuck with at this point. He is maybe denied defending his title and playing at the Australian Open. He says that he was really cleared, even though he's not vaccinated, to play in Australia. He got COVID-19 last month. He didn't have the symptoms, and he had written clearance from the Australia's immigration department before traveling to the country with a medical exemption from its vaccination rule. That's what his lawyer said on Saturday. But the number one ranked Djokovic, and he's number one for the men, is in an immigration detention in Australia after having his visa canceled on Thursday when he arrived. So I guess he tested positive on the 16th, but 14 days later he had no fever, no respiratory symptoms, or none of that. And there was confusion because he did get a document from the Department of Home Affairs, they call it in Australia, that said his responses indicated that he met the requirements for a quarantine-free arrival into Australia. But when he flew in to the Melbourne airport late Wednesday, border officials there canceled his visa because they said, no, you do not meet the entry requirement that all non-citizens be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Stay tuned. A judge is making the decision for more on this, whether or not he's going to compete at the Australian Open or whether they're going to send him packing, which they could do. The tournament director in Australia for the Australian Open is saying they're trying to help Djokovic resolve the matter, but so far he's in his detention in a hotel room in Melbourne that is also a house for refugees and asylum seekers. So we'll know in the next day or two, that's for sure. Meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, there were just over 900,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States, with 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as President Biden continues to call this a pandemic of the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives her reaction to that phrase.
You know, we do know that people who are vaccinated are still protected about 70% against infection, especially if they're boosted. So the people who are ending up in the hospital, the people who are ending up very sick with Omicron are the ones who are unvaccinated.
At least 19 people, including 9 children, were killed in a fire in a Bronx apartment building, the fire being described as one of the deadliest blazes in recent years. This is USA Radio News. After a horrific tragedy in November, students are set to head back to the classrooms.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At least 7 people are dead after a cliff collapsed on tourist boats at a Brazilian waterfall. Officials saying heavy rain may have loosened the large rocks that fell Saturday at the lake in southern Brazil. A video showing the deadly collapse has gone viral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is with us now. He's written a book called Mastering the Lost Art of Oratory. This is so important because I speak for a living behind a microphone, both on the air and on stages. And when I was younger, I would have never thought I would have been able to do that. If I had had Robert's book, my self-esteem would have shot up and it would have given me that extra jolt of confidence just in general whenever I had to speak in front of the classroom. But I was kind of that shy kid, and I think there's a lot of kids out there at all levels that if they just knew how to speak better, they would feel so much more confident and they could see test scores soar. I think they would be able to stand in front of audiences of any kind, even if they never have to do a big audience, whatever audience. At some point in your life, you will have to public speak. I truly believe that. Robert, as always, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much, Kate. You know, I appreciate it, and I say hello to the audience.
So you're a lifelong educator. Tell us about this book, and give us the meat of the book. What do people learn when they get the book? What do kids learn?
Well, actually, they learn a good deal. If I could take just a second and tell you some of my background, Kate,
uh-huh.
I think that might be important. I've always believed that a teacher should let the students know who they are and what their background is and why they're capable of doing what they're doing. So the point being, just quickly, I am a Vietnam veteran, and I'm 100% handicapped, by the way, and I served for the 1st Infantry Division in Vietnam. The other thing, when I came back, I started teaching, and I found that I was teaching in a black neighborhood, and I found that the students, I just loved them all. And if they could speak, the best way to start that was really to have them do grammar and then also have them write. And this was in the book itself. You know, we were told 2,000 years ago by great writers and great speakers and great teachers, that we have to have those four things. We are three things. We have to have grammar, and then we have to have logic, and then we have to have what and then was called rhetoric, which is speaking. So you put those three things together, and you can have good speaking. So it requires all those three things, and that's what the book is pretty much about.
Yeah.
Nothing really new. It's just presented in a different way, and also it's a pragmatic book, too, because there are a lot of skills in there. And I would also say that I'm going to revise that book quickly, and that is just to change it from oratory to public speaking. So it'll be really mastering the art of public speaking. And I'm changing that because so many people don't know what oratory is.
Right, which is the same thing, but you're right. That is that semantics of the wordplay there. And whatever it ends
right.
up, that the final, right now you can get that same book on Amazon, and when it's
yes.
tweaked to change it, what you talk about in the book, I think, is just so vital for you. And thank you for your service in Vietnam. But for you, being able to work with kids, what's that been like?
It's been extraordinary. You know, again, I've worked all over the place, public school, and that's in the urban area. And then I did homeschool work after I retired from the Rochester City School District. And then I worked in the in jails, three different county jails, and then also in Attica, New York State Prison. And I found there's a lot of interest there, too. Because they know that that's how they make their money.
Yeah, that's how they make their money, yeah.
And that's how they can get a job and do those kinds of things, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I found, you know, and I have two other books, one of which has not been professionally published, and that is The Teacher's Guide for This, which will be available. And then the other one is a book written by a 15-year-old. And if you're asking, well, where's the proof? Well, if I have a 15-year-old young girl who wrote a book, and she called that the Oratory Competition Handbook, and she competed in contests where my children have been able to do, and I think students throughout this country should be able to do and could. You have the American Legion, which has a great oratory contest. And the beautiful thing about that is that it's on the United States Constitution. So a student would have to understand the Constitution. And they're, frankly, not getting that in public schools. And this is where they write their own essay, and they have to present it as a speech, 8 to 10 minutes long. It has to be memorized. And then they have to do 3 to 5 minute speeches on four amendments. It gives a lot of good information on the Constitution, and I found students who've gone on to college who just conquer the speaking part in college. They've already got it. And this young girl, 15-year-old girl, who wrote that book, just did an outstanding job, and she's going on to win the county championship, and then a zone championship, and went on to New York State finals, where she came in second place.
Wow. Well, they say the proof is in the pudding, and this book is definitely about that. Get those basics and so much more. We'll look for the change in the title, but you can absolutely get it no matter what.
Sure.
By looking up Robert Babcock, Mastering the Lost Art of Oratory. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's wonderful. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, I would talk to your audience and say, well, our school doesn't do that. Well, don't be surprised. They don't. But what I found, parents want that, and they don't get it. So what a parent can do is actually get the book itself and then teach it at home.
Yes,
you know, and it's just a great thing. And if they wanted to contact me, there's ways to do that. Wanted to contact me, I can give you the names of competitions throughout the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So look, get the book. That's the first step, and get that out there. I mean, I honestly, for people listening, I think it would be such a boost to so many kids. Robert, thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure, Kate.
A couple of parting shots before we check out here into our final segment, and one of them is Sidney Poitier. If you don't know by now, this happened heading into the weekend, a legendary actor who just seemed so classy and portrayed his role so elegantly. I guess I'm going to say that, right? He died at the age of 91. You think of some of the movies you might have seen him in, They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. You might have seen him in The Heat of the Night. You might have seen him in what I think was a very funny movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It had other themes in it, but there were some really funny moments in it, too, and he played them so, so, so well. There's a lot that could be said about him and the doors that he opened for so many people. But he died at the age of, not 91, he died at the age of 94, and it is a life well lived. So a tip of the cap to Sidney Poitier, especially on a night when the Golden Globes are being handed out and it's controversial for the things that are lacking in the awards themselves, which we talked about earlier on this show. All right, how about a rescue? How about this rescue? This is just a crazy story. Somebody texted me this when they heard it was happening. 27 people were rescued from floating ice off of Green Bay, so a chunk of floating ice. And, you know, so in Wisconsin, we have great people listening to us in Wisconsin on WOGO. And when I was a kid, like when it would freeze over, people would tease about that, about ice being broken off and walking across the ice. But seriously, 27 were rescued from this piece of ice. It broke off the shore of Green Bay on Saturday morning. Now, nobody was injured, thank goodness, in that part of Lake Michigan, but there was all these reports of broken ice, and people were stranded for about 90 minutes or so. The sheriff's office said the chunk of ice floated about 3/4 of a mile during the rescue and was approximately a mile from the shoreline. Supposedly, by the time everyone was brought to safety, the ice remained in fairly stable condition, but it was deteriorating rapidly and cracking as water pounded against the edges. Because, see, that's the scary thing, right? The boats come up, etc., and it worked, though. I mean, here's the bottom line. They were ice fishing, or somebody was ice fishing, when it sounded, this is what they said, it sounded like somebody fired a gun, right? And they got out of the shanty, because that's what you're in, the shanty. They took a look around, and people were yelling on the ice, were separating. Oh, how scary is that? So they put out a warning. The ice rescue is complete. 27 people rescued. Please avoid the ice along the east shore of the Bay of Green Bay. It was just chilling to me because, again, I think of like being teased when I was a kid about, oh, we go out on the lake, and, you know, this ice starts to crack and then some of it breaks off, not there, but in Pennsylvania. And then hearing that story, it's like, you know what? Yeah, of course. And all of you from those areas know, of course, this can absolutely happen. Hey, and sad to hear that the guy that called himself the Flying Tomato, Sean White, had to withdraw from a key Olympic qualifying event because of these lingering effects he's having from COVID-19, fatigue, shortness of breath. But his withdrawal from Saturday night's U.S. Grand Prix does not impact his plan to compete in Beijing. So that's the good news, because I think there was some confusion about that, that, okay, he couldn't compete on Saturday. So what does that mean? It means that he should absolutely be able to compete. He's on the mend, but it's, you know, this is a guy, White had asthma as a child, and the virus was like a lingering cold, so there was no way that he could do it, because he's such a great hope for the United States. So go, Sean White. Feel better. Meet you on the flip side.
The
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, for a conversation with Dr. Patrice Kasongo. The book is The Four Winning Punches of a Healthy Life, How to Reset Your Mind, Your Body, and Win. That sounds like good to me, to win the virus war, he says, because where is your mind at, where is your body at, etc. We had a great off-air conversation. Dr. Kasongo, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you very much.
So tell me what led you to write this book. Why did you write it?
I write the book because my willingness was to help people and to share my message with the world. You know, for 15 years I've been behind the scene, working in, pathology, in disease, and I could understand very well all, when the pandemic came along, I understood exactly what's going on, and I say, okay, why not go and share my message with the world, what I know.
And so share with us the message that you know. What is it that people don't do that causes them harm, and it limits their ability to fight?
Yeah, as I say, put your body in a way that it can fight. So your immune system, if I wanted to go to science, your immune system means by your spirit first. Belief can create. Belief can destroy. And if you can overcome your fear, the fear for future, the fear that puts you in an anxious situation. You put first yourself in a good position because the body positively start releasing some chemical to help the body be in a good position to fight any infection. That's the way things should be. That's the way I understand things then.
So, for you in the four winning punches of a healthy life, tell us one of the things that is a punch, one of the things that we can do.
Yeah, one thing you can do is the best use of shifting your belief. If your belief holds you back, change your belief. Because for me, your belief is the story you tell yourself every single day. The more you tell yourself, if you say, for example, I'm the winner, you will find the way to win. If you tell yourself negative words, things will be negative to you. That's why, for me, the first thing is to adjust to shift the way you see the things, the way you believe, because that's the powerful thing you can use all the time to shift everything and to put yourself in a situation where you can fight, you can become a winner in whatever situation you are. And right now, with the pandemic, you know, we got everything. In the pandemic, we got people lost their job, married, couple broken apart. All those things can be fixed if you shift your mind. Because in this situation, change become a must. You need to change if you want to strive, if you want to carry on living a better life. And that's my idea behind that.
Right, the power of the mind to tell yourself,
yes,
and change,
yes,
the way you think, so it'll change the way you feel.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away, in which they can get it on Amazon or wherever books are sold, the Four Winning Punches of a Healthy Life, How to Reset Your Mind and Body and Win the Virus War? What do you hope people take away from reading this?
Yeah, well, as I insisted, is by understanding your body first behind the science. You know, I've explained what it comes when someone is anxious, depressed, fear. All those things are explained. When you achieve and you realize that you can overcome or you can solve, because the book in itself gives you tips and hints how to overcome stress, how to overcome anxiety, how to overcome fear. By doing so, you are the winner. You become, you can live the life you deserve. That's the thing, the way I see things then.
All right, I like it. It's a perfect place to end this. Dr. Kasanga, thank you so much.
Yes, and the thing I would like to say as well is about where the book will be published. You can have this book as well on Glass Box Publisher. That's where you're going to have the whole package, audio, and the book.
All right, excellent. So you can certainly go there as well. So thanks, Doc.
All right. Thank you very much.
And just a couple of minutes left in this show after the conversation with Dr. Kasanga, you know, talking about healthy life, et cetera. Boy, don't we all yearn for a time when we weren't involved in the craziness of what's been happening thanks to the past 2.5 years. It's been like travel nightmare hell. 28,000 canceled flights. The airlines still are trying to get an upper hand against the weather, against the virus. But what do you do when you have Omicron ripping through neighborhoods and people are forced to call in sick. So, you know, 5 million is what is being predicted that could skip work with COVID. Imagine the strain on all kinds of businesses and transportation. I've seen it everywhere I've gone. I've seen signs everywhere, please excuse the shortage, please be patient. I've seen restaurants close. I've had friends who've had businesses who they've had to really shut down and take many hours off the table because they can't afford to stay open because they don't even have enough people to work, no matter what they could possibly, you know, offer. When you look at an expert saying 5 million people in the U.S. could call out sick next week, 3% of the workforce, basically this week, and this disruption is what it is. I mean, 1 million new cases of COVID each day is what the prediction is. So, wow. I mean, what do I say about that? Is this is such a crazy house of mirrors that we're trapped in with so much information that's misinformation, lack of information, lack of testing. And I could go on and on and on about this. I mean, look, Omicron is less likely to cause severe illness and death. We know that than the prior strains. So hallelujah for that. But when you talk about how many people have to stay home and you look at the economy and you look at really industries that have been just swacked in half already, and then you look at the daily flight cancellations for 13 straight days, and now with more people calling in sick, that number is just going to continue to grow. And then, I mean, dare I say this, I don't even want to say it, but because I know it and now it's out there, I'm sure it's going to be out there soon. Do you know that in Cyprus they've reportedly discovered another COVID variant? Yeah, COVID variant. And it combines Omicron and Delta. That's supposedly, they're calling it Deltacron. Oh, I'm sick of the names. I'm sick of the pandemic like the rest of you. I mean, what kind of an impact will it have? How many more cases of the strain? All of that is just up in the air. Now, supposedly, they have found 25 cases of the virus. What we'll see in the future, we don't know, because it's just in that investigative stage. The U.S. is reporting that 7-day average of more than 600,000 new cases daily, and they think it's going to go up to 1 million. But of course, that's a 72% increase from the previous week, but it's still not that Deltacron. And the thought of even dealing with another variant just makes my stomach turn. I don't know about the rest of you. It's been rough. We are fed up. And somebody asked me the other day, well, where are you likely to catch this? I mean, if you're going to catch it, you know what people say is the activities like, you know, going to shops. There's probably, you know, that's probably the highest. Shopping is probably the highest. Well, then we go against the grain of retail, against the grain of restaurants and, you know, helping people and providing jobs and all of that. So, like I said, the whole idea of dealing with just another strain, and that's why I ended the tail end of the show with this. Because you know what? I didn't want to bombard you with even more negative news, but it's part of what we're talking about in your backyard and mine, because we have to live with it, right? We got to find a way to get around it, live with it, get rid of it. That's the bottom line. On that note, always important, people, remember to make it count. This is 2022. It's your best year ever. I promise. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.